Bart and Logan are friends who met on the internet. Yeah, Logan and Tim are also friends who met on the internet. And Tim and Bart are buddies too. Now it's the three of them and you. Lots of danger at every corner, fighting androids and lots of monsters. More than a podcast. Well, I guess it's only a podcast. And now it's time for a podcast.
Ooh. This is BLT Lunch Break number 4. I'm Logan Sekulow, which I realize I never say. I'm Logan. I'm the L in BLT. And I believe after about 15 minutes of technical difficulties, taking about 15 minutes of valuable recording time, with Mr. Bart Scott. Bart, you were there.
I am here. I am the bee. I'm the bacon.
Yeah, Tim, you were there.
I'm the tomato. I am here.
You're the only tea in a BLT that I like.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah.
Not a tomato man.
No, you're not a tomato.
I am not a tomato.
No, I don't mind a, tomato. Sorry, I just got a nice text of... the entire Vince McMahon and family at the in the Oval Office, which is a sight to see.
I saw that. Even Triple H.
Triple H is in the Oval Office. I mean, that's amazing. All right, guys, how's it going this week?
It's our post-Valentine's show.
Yeah.
That's true.
I wanted to talk to you guys about Valentine's Day.
Really? Did you do something?
No. I watched Avatar.
Okay, good. Don't make me look. Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Had you seen it before?
Yeah, I've seen it before, but we were, I don't know, we Avatar Land opening and all that stuff, we were excited for to watch it. Mm-hmm. As it turns out, you can't rent Avatar anywhere other than like if you have the DVD delivery service from Netflix, you can rent it. But
right.
Other than that, you have to pay $15 to own it. So I am now the proud owner of a digital copy of Avatar.
Congratulations.
You actually bought the bullet?
Yeah. You know, it was one of those things where people are like, just go out to GameStop and get it. And I'm like, I've already eaten a burrito from Tijuana Flats. I just want to watch Avatar. Yeah. I don't want to go out of the house and go and find it in a GameStop. And so I just bought it.
Do you guys do that a lot? Do you find the issues of your laziness succumbs you to the streaming service?
Yes.
I have that happen to me a lot. Like, I'll be honest, like when I was sick the other day and I could not find the remote to change the channel on the cable in our bedroom when I was sick. I was been quarantined. Ended up paying $2 to watch the most recent episodes of Riverdale instead of the fact that I know I have them for free sitting on my DVR, but I could not figure out. I just said, you know what? It's $2. I'm not going to find the remote. Just I'm not moving. I dedicate $2. I give it to the creators can have my $2.
Wow. I don't know if I've ever done anything like that.
Oh, nothing
I would just
that
get up. No. No, that was the most extreme.
You just paid $20 for Avatar.
Oh, that's so true.
Did you go Ultra HD? It's like $39.99.
Yeah, no, it was $15, and it was the most HD, non-3D version that I could get.
Congratulations. So did Avatar hold up for you? Because I've not seen Avatar since the initial theatrical release.
Yeah, I think it did hold up. I think it held up actually pretty well. Like, it was a good movie. There's a lot of crazy things happening and light up plants and conservation, all that other good stuff.
It's been talked into the ground. I feel like the amount of thoughts onto Avatar and the fact that the Avatar fan base doesn't really exist anymore. And I think that should be interesting, like you said, with Avatar Land and with all that coming up. But just the fact that it was such a time and place for me where I was blown away by it theatrically, but just didn't care to revisit it. And I think that's... That's something that may be a shame, is what you're saying. Maybe I need to go and spend a couple hours watching Avatar.
It definitely takes some investment to watch it, because it was a long movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly.
Isn't it?
Something ridiculous like that.
Well, the good news is there's like 5 more eventually coming out someday.
Eventually.
Yeah. I believe it when I see it.
There was a story online that James Cameron said... 2 isn't ready, but 4 and 5 are ready. He's ready to shoot 4 and 5, but he can't get 2 and 3 figured out. I'm like, well, can't we just call 4 and 5, 2 and 3, and let's just get going already? Because at this rate, the first one came out, it's over 10 years, right? Has to be, or probably, close?
Probably close
right
to his, I think it was 2009.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I can't remember if we'd had a child yet or not. So it was somewhere in this. So it's at least, yeah, 8 or 9 years. It's like, and it's going to take him a good year or so to film. So, I mean, when is he...
Well, I wish he would just go the Woody Allen route. It doesn't matter if the movies are good or bad. Once a year, you put out a movie. It's just
pop one out.
It's how you stay. You're doing films at 80 years old. Yeah, every fifth film is what's amazing. But still, you have something new every five years. I feel like I have a great experience. And the other 4 years, I have a decent experience.
It's nice to have that kind of power where you just have sort of an idea and you can just go ahead and film it.
Yeah.
You don't have to really develop it.
Not huge budgets in the Woody Allen world. I mean, he's usually great actors, but people know that he's not making Avatar. The latest one is probably one of the more impressive ones, and it's just because it took place not in current time, but in vintage golden age Hollywood. So, which is actually really a fun movie.
Whoa, what movie is that?
Cafe Society, which came out last year with Steve Carell and what's the kid who played Zuckerberg? I forget his name, the actor.
Oh, what is his name? Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg is the lead, and Kristen Stewart. And it's a solid movie. I really like that movie. It's like La La Land without the music.
Oh, okay.
So if you like La La Land, I preferred Cafe Society, but that's just because I'm a Woody Allen kind of super fan.
You know what I did just watch that, as long as we're talking about movies, guys, save me the aisle seats. I just watched The Nice Guys this weekend, which kind of came and went last summer with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. And I had no idea what it was about, but it's a detective story in Hollywood in the 70s. But it's like a dark comedy. It's meant to be funny, although some of it's pretty dark. But I liked it. I wouldn't say it was great, but I would say it was pretty good. And it's streaming on HBO.
Is that how you spent your Valentine's Day? Was watching Ryan Gosling it's Hollywood in the 70s, Ryan Gosling.
That old chestnut. No, I enjoyed my Valentine's with a heart-shaped meatloaf that my wife prepared.
Yes,
as you should.
Delicious. It's like our tradition. She makes a meatloaf in a heart-shaped ceramic dish, and and she does it the old school way, where you put the ketchup on top and bake it that way, so it kind of makes like a nice ketchup crust.
Have you guys
not crust? That's the wrong word.
Have you guys ever done the ketchup on top with bacon embedded in the ketchup?
No, but it sounds wonderful, and I should.
Yeah, you do some bacon, you do some brown sugar, you put some ketchup in, like ketchup, brown sugar, bacon. It's wonderful.
Brown sugar meatloaf, for some reason, is not sounding good to me. I don't know why. That just doesn't sound like a
it's
good
just the topping.
Yeah, it's just like a little sweet dipping sauce.
It's the,
almost.
It's the frosting.
This is a meat cake.
Well, speaking of heart-shaped meals, I had a heart-shaped pizza from from Chicago, actually, shipped to me. So I had that for dinner. It's about as far as I can go into cooking, which is follow these three simple instructions on the front of a frozen pizza. It says how to make it. And even that I didn't quite do just right, but it was still delicious. And that was about the extent of our Valentine's Day, because our kids, two of them, our twin girls, got up screaming around 9 o'clock. And that lasted till well after my wife was asleep. And that was about the entire Valentine's Day. My wife got home late because she's helping us. This is actually, I can say this because I'm doing the production side of BLT. This is our last show in the old studio. It doesn't matter to Bart or Tim. They've never even seen the old studio. But this is my last show. We're moving on Friday. So she's been really spearheading that. So I didn't really do a whole lot of Valentine's Day. But our anniversary is on February 23rd. So we usually don't do anything for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Mine's actually tomorrow, so we don't either.
Oh, happy anniversary to both of you.
Yeah. How many years there, Bart?
This is 2070, 15 years tomorrow.
I thought you just said this is 27 years. I'm like, whoa, okay.
I thought you said this is 2070.
No, just kidding.
Yeah. Well, this is 2070, Blade Runner 2070.
Are we back in Avatar land now? No, 15 years. We got married in 2002. It was the Saturday after Valentine's
Day. Same year as Reign of Fire.
Oh, it was a good year.
That's what you watched on your honeymoon.
No, actually, we watched Everybody Loves Raymond a lot. That was We had never seen Everybody Loves Raymond, and we went to Maui for our honeymoon, and that's a long flight from Chicago. Actually, and at that time, this was strange, but because of, obviously, 9/11 had happened shortly, not too long before,
yeah,
and they changed all the flight rules, we couldn't fly direct from Chicago to Maui anymore, but we could fly to Honolulu because it's so much closer to Maui, apparently, and then hop over to Maui. But so on the plane, there was a terrible movie, and then they showed like half a season of Everybody Loves Raymond, which I'd never watched before. But by the end of that flight, I was like, I guess we're going to keep watching Everybody Loves Raymond. So like every night we'd sit in our room when we got back from the pool or the beach and watch an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond before we go have dinner.
Nice.
It was very romantic.
That is.
Yeah, sure. Ah, hey, happy honeymoon. That was my Ray Romano.
That was good.
I sat next to, I'm blanking on every celebrity name, the brother character.
Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett. I sat next to him at a boxing event in Las Vegas. Super nice. Nice guy. Enjoyed that.
That's nice.
He was, him and his daughter were, I mean, not like we're friends. He would have no idea who I was, but he sat right next to us and was a nice guy. It was cool. He's a comedy club there in the MGM Grand.
Yeah, that's, I just saw that recently. That's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Did you ever see him play Jackie Gleason? He did a TV movie where he played Jackie Gleason. It was very odd. It was like at the height of the Everybody Loves Raymond fame too. So
was Everybody Loves Raymond still on the air at this point?
No.
Like, did you have to get caught up, or was it over? 2002?
Oh, at 2002. I thought you were talking about now. I was like, geez, no.
Yeah,
no, not now.
I think it was, but we never watched new episodes. We would only watch repeats. And the reboot.
It's
Raymond Awakens.
I'm sure it happened.
Ah, I'm awake.
We're getting new Will and Grace. Everything else has come back. It's only time when they cash in.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not? Yeah, I saw that Will and Grace is coming back.
Yeah. For 10 episodes. All right.
Why?
Yeah. Because everything's coming back. No one has any original ideas. Let's do what worked.
We live in a nostalgic-driven society, which, fortunately, I feel like the problem with that is if you don't do the Will and Grace angle, which is just let's do 10 more episodes. If you do sequel series, anything like that, I don't think those necessarily are going to be as attractive, which I feel like is the creative way to tell, like, continue the story. It's you legitimately just have to start back where it was. I even say Full House kind of tried that, but they even kind of backslid into it being a little bit more just the original series.
So, well, I think that's the one that's responsible for all this.
Oh, I was about to ask
Full House
that.
Reboot.
Was it that, yeah, or was it X-Files?
Or Girl Meets World.
I
watched every episode of Girl Meets World until 3 weeks ago when it ended, and I was a little disappointed in the ending. But other than that, it was a terrific series. I'm sad that it's gone away. As someone who was a lifelong Boy Meets World fan, super fan, it was awesome to see these characters in their next generation. And I think that actually lost a lot of fans because it wasn't the same cast. It was only a few of the original characters, and then people would kind of cameo in and out, kind of Frasier style. And
did Ray Romano make an appearance? Ah, Girl Meets. Sorry, I can't. I'm sorry. I have to stop.
I just love that this entire thing is just Bart doing Ray Romano.
Yeah.
That's this entire episode.
Work it in through the whole episode now.
But no, he did not make an appearance. But I'll leave it at that. I'll just stop it now.
I will say I did watch the first episode because I thought, well, I wonder if my kids will watch this. But my girls are too young and my son wasn't interested. But my problem with it was, I was like, these two look like they're still 12 and they have like a 12-year-old kid now.
Yeah, it would have been if they had had a baby right when the show ended. Like,
which, what would they have been, 17?
No, they were in their 20s. They were post-college.
Were they really?
Oh, yeah, they went to college.
Yeah, they had taken the jobs and moved to New York. That's how the series ended. And then it would have been, and they already married, it would have been if they then got pregnant.
Like
weeks later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Which, I mean, it was a bit of a stretch. But yeah, I kind of agree. I think that show was actually about 5 years too early when it comes to, well, for my generation who grew up on it and a little bit older, I don't think a lot of us have kids old enough to watch with our kids who also watch the show because it ended in 2001. And you got to assume the average audience was probably 15, wow, something like that.
And see, in 2001, I was 22. Six or so. That's why I guess maybe that's why I don't have any attachment.
Right,
to it.
You weren't watching it, so that makes sense. But I think they're a few years too early. I actually feel that way a little bit about the Power Rangers thing that's happening right now, the reboot of Power Rangers, the movie. is I'm not really quite sure who they're aiming at, because if they're aiming at sort of the Transformers idea, which was to get the kids of the parents who love Transformers, my son likes Power Rangers, but he's 4, and I feel like I'm kind of on the, I'm 31, and just kind of surveying my friends. Most of us who are my age that have kids have young kids that can't go see necessarily a ton of PG-13 content yet. So I'm curious to see if that's going to run the same, just a little too early, but I'm going to see it day one.
You know, that's interesting because, again, like we talked about this, like I was in college when Power Rangers came out because, again, I'm old. I actually, it's like some of the trailers and stuff I've seen, I'm like, I think this looks kind of cool. And I see online like 20 somethings are just railing against what an abomination it is. I'm like, I don't know, it looks kind of cool to me. And they're like, Elizabeth Banks looks terrible. I'm like, she looks far from terrible from what I'm seeing. But
I'm pumped.
But I'm looking at it in a different perspective.
Yeah. The first trailer, I was kind of, it was okay. The second trailer, man, I was like, I'm all in. Like, my son bought the whole outfit last night. Like, that was my Valentine's. We go to Target and buy Power Ranger toys for my son. For my son is in quotes. And
right.
It's like that. He's like, this mask is too big. It's like, because I bought the adult size.
I feel like I need to watch these trailers. You guys are darn excited for Power Rangers, and I haven't seen a single trailer for it.
Well, go watch the most recent one, like the trailer number 2. And it has the closest, it feels closest to the series. And I mean, I don't know. I'm excited. I'll totally be there. And hopefully it's not too intense where I can't take my son. The trailers lead me to believe it will be, but I'm not sure. I'm also a horrible parent. I'm about to go into a parent teacher conference, and I'm sure the entire thing is your son pretends to wrestle everyone.
Yeah, I want a full report after, by the way.
I'm sure you'll get it. This is where I told my wife, I was like, I know they're going to talk about wrestling because I've already told us that he has one other friend who watches wrestling, and they wrestle during their recess. They'll wrestle, and they've kind of busted each other up a few times, but not like they are intentionally faking it. But occasionally you get a knee to the face. I said, if they bring it up, I'm just going to tell them that I'm sorry, he's training and you have to start young. So, I mean, I could take him down to the Wild Samoans in Claremont when he's 6, and that's happening.
Well, that sounds like a fun trip.
I am.
So let me ask you guys this, since we're talking about TV shows and stuff like that, have you guys seen the Santa Clara Diet? Or even heard of it?
Not yet. I have heard of it, and I've been wanting to watch it, but my wife, I don't know, because she does not like anything gory, and I'm like, that might, even though it's a comedy, I'm like, it might just be pushing her, even though she'll watch The First 48 and My 600-Pound Life and all these shows that actually are pretty gory, she won't watch
Pimple
any.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yeah. Oh, she loves those videos.
Oh, so does
loves
my wife. They would be good friends.
Yeah, but she won't watch any fake gore. So, but I got to wait till, like everything else, till like she's not around and the kids aren't around, which means.
I definitely wouldn't watch it with the kids anyways.
Well, no, yeah. That didn't seem like a kid friendly show.
Oh, no.
But is it good? At least is it funny?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hysterical. We've watched the first 3 episodes now. And like, I didn't really know what it was about when we first started watching the first episode. And then it started getting into it, and I was like, what is going on here? And then they explain it more and more, and I was like, oh, okay. So this is pretty funny. And then they were like, some jokes here and there. And Drew Barrymore is sort of funny. Like, she sort of has a comedic way about her. But the other people in the show really make it.
I think that's a fair assessment all around. Drew Barrymore is sort of funny.
Yeah.
Especially when paired up with Adam Sandler, apparently. But now, without spoiling anything, is she basically like a zombie, or maybe you can't say? I don't know.
Well, I mean,
because from the trailer, or they did like an extended trailer, and it was like, so is she a zombie, or what's going on here?
They say they don't like that term.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know if it's a spoiler or not, because they kind of give it away in the first episode. Yeah, she's undead.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I almost started watching the first episode when I was sick the other day, and I gave up. My wife, same thing. She loves Drew Barrymore, and I do as well. So unlike you guys, I'm on Team Drew Barrymore and Team Girl Meets World.
I didn't say I was against Drew Barrymore.
So have you ever watched my date with Drew? It's a documentary about a guy pretty much stalking Drew Barrymore and eventually has a date with her. It's great.
Oh, great. No.
That's the right message.
He's like he's like a super fan. He's a documentarian. He's a super fan. He just always wanted to go on a date with Drew Barrymore. So it's this story of him trying to do that. And spoilers, she's in the movie. So it does happen. But it was it's a decent documentary if you want something just sort of light and fun to watch. But I haven't watched it yet. I started, but again, my wife, same thing. Well, does not watch anything that has extreme levels of gore. Like, we watched a few episodes of Westworld. She kind of gave up on that. And it's hard. It's hard to find some. We pretty much watch Frasier a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot. Frasier, she loves the Star Trek. So we watch Frasier, TNG, anything from like 1985 to like 1997. We'll watch a lot of...
Everybody Loves Raymond.
No, we don't.
Never
been a big Raymond guy. I like the show, but never big. I'm more of a Frasier file. So that's more my speed. I did start watching Z, which is the Zelda Fitzgerald story.
So did we.
And I love that.
I did too. My wife actually started. I came upstairs and she had started watching it. It's on Amazon, yeah. Right?
What is it about?
And it's about Zelda Fitzgerald, the wife of F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah, and her life at the beginning. Christina Ricci is... is Zelda, and it's really well done. I've really liked it. We're four in, and I of the streaming shows, that's one I feel like we're gonna power through and finish it up this week, because I really am really enjoying it. That Amazon's killing it. That Mozart in the Jungle is probably to me one of the best shows that's on right now. I love it.
I'm a little bit disappointed because I can watch Amazon Prime on my DVD player, but I don't leave the DVD player hooked up all the time. I leave the Chromecast hooked up all the time, and I can't get Amazon Prime on the Chromecast.
Yeah, because Amazon's not on Apple TV or on Chrome, which is insane. And that's why I'm a Roku guy for my streaming box.
See, we have a Fire Stick, so it's Amazon.
You're good. Right, yeah, I have it built right in also on the TV, so not to brag.
But her life, you know, Zelda Fitzgerald, I know that. I kept telling my wife, I'm like, this is probably not going to end well, just so you know, depending on how far they go into her life. So just be prepared.
Yeah, I mean, the opening scene is kind of the end. And and then we see from there. I think it's...
See, I came in late, so I don't even know. Now I'm excited. I got to go back and watch that.
Spoiled.
Well, okay. That's just my assumption.
I know
just
how her
knowing,
life ended up. It's
right, exactly. Just knowing her story, that's my assumption of where this is going. But I also feel like, is it a miniseries or is it like, will they do a season two? I don't know. It's the beginning story of her, so I don't know. That was really interesting. I'm sure this conversation is very interesting to our listeners. It is just, what you watching, guys? What are we eating for lunch today? How about that?
Ooh. Podcast started off strong, but by the fourth episode, they were talking about F. Scott Fitzgerald, and I don't know.
Logan clearly is a weirdo. He loves Frasier still.
And Bart only does Everybody Loves Raymond in her, like...
Hey! What are we eating? I haven't had lunch yet.
Me either.
I have my iced Dunkin' Donuts as I sit outside an undisclosed Dunkin' Donuts location. But I'm having soup. I have soup at my desk. I'm going to warm up later. But
I'm eating after.
Although they do make a
conference.
Heck of a turkey and bacon sandwich here. So
Hey, we got to give some love, some official love now to. And we're probably going to have a guest on from Dunkin', but they heard your calls, guys. Everyone who called in and that. Thankfully, I think they tweeted it publicly, so it's okay. So that Dunkin', that iced coffee was on Dunkin'.
That's true. It is. A few have already been actually.
They hooked us up with a little gift card action for the three of us. We really appreciate them and appreciate you guys for reaching out to Dunkin'. Also, I can't say what, but something else we mentioned last week. Probably next week we'll be talking about something way for you guys to get involved in. So that's just a teaser.
And that's exciting.
Yeah, that one's right up Tim's alley.
Yes.
Let's just say if you've just go back, listen to other snack foods we talk about, and I think you can maybe put I have a call on Friday with their rep, so it should be interesting.
Wow.
With Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy. Oh my.
And his space
Tim,
wheel
you
drink
ruined
maker.
It.
I couldn't even take it if you did that, man. Oh, speaking of which, we talked about that, the space age party machine. That thing is, maybe we did talk. No, that was last week's, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim was like, it's the most rare thing ever. Well, I go on eBay. I'm like, let's just see. You can't buy one for under like $700. And most of them go for, in the box new, they're like $1,500 to $2,000. So I'm sitting on probably, let's say, because it's lightly damaged, $600 worth of Jimmy Buffett thing that's just sitting in my closet. And now I want to bring it back out, just rub it in all the parrot head faces.
Didn't you say you got it for free too?
Yeah, it came with the Margaritaville machine with the frozen concoction maker.
See?
You, wow.
So far, you're ahead of the game.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you better put it up on eBay too.
So wait, yeah. We were talking about what we were eating for lunch. Nobody actually had any lunch yet?
I haven't. I'm saving until my parent-teacher conference is over because, like, I actually don't nervous. Need the fuel. Like, I need to be after that one. Because I feel like that one's just going to be, if I'm, like, all pumped up. I had my iced Dunkin' this morning, that's sort of the positive negative. That's my third day in a row for rocking the iced Dunkin'. I don't know if that's good or not, but it's delicious. But no, I haven't had anything yet for lunch. I may grab Riker's School is actually I'm not going to say that because if I tell you what it's next to, it's probably not safe for me to say that. So I'm going to not say that. I forget I'm talking to thousands upon thousands of people. But he has some lunch places around there. Maybe I'll grab something.
So maybe we'll say what we all had for breakfast then.
Okay. Oh yes, yeah. Tim, lead us there, man.
I had Eggs Benedict. Out at there's a new bar and grill out at Disney that opened up at Wilderness Lodge, and that's what I had. It was good. It was very like smoky flavored ham because it's like a campfire type theme. So it was good.
Nice. Where is it actually in the
like if you go to the bar that's at the end of the grill and just look out towards Bay Lake, it's there just past it. So there's a bar. And then walk another 50 feet, and there's another bar. So that's...
You mean outside?
Yeah, it's outside. It's out by Bay Lake.
Okay.
It's like a cover.
I was thinking
thing,
of the bar.
Yeah.
Because there's that lounge inside. What is that, the Territory Lounge?
Oh, yeah, so good.
That's what threw me off, but...
Oh, no, it's out past the pool and out by Bay Lake.
Gotcha.
It's actually right next to where the new bungalows are going to open up.
Mm.
Bart, what'd you have for breakfast?
Did I have nothing exciting? I had a banana and a granola at a protein bar, or granola bar, dark chocolate and almond.
Ooh, those delicious, are good.
But yeah, I I need to get. I was like, I need to get back in some good habits. I've been having I don't know why. Every time I tell her I'm trying to like lose weight, my wife buys more food.
Yeah, I feel.
But we had a box of Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches in the freezer, so I've been going through those on a tear. This? So I was like. A little slow down this week.
My wife bought 100 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
Oh. 100 boxes. Now, they were from my niece who, you know, she wanted her to, like, win the pageant. We gave a bunch out through our office and friends and family. We're down to about, I'd say, 20 left. But we had a lot in the house. We still have 20 boxes. And, man, that was intense. That was not a good time for the diet. I had this morning a flagel.
What?
I was waiting for that. A flagel is a more flat bagel. So I think like half the size, half the density of a bagel. It's a flagel, and they are, they could be the death of me. They're delicious.
But my goodness.
Wait, did you put cream cheese on it still, though?
I put cream cheese on top of it.
Oh, so you don't cut it in half. You just have like having like a quarter of a bagel.
Yeah, my wife cuts it in half, but then it just gets very thin. There's just it's a little difficult to handle. But I'll either butter or cream cheese on the top of the bagel side and everything flagel. Because like it'll go in the toaster in like one slot.
Is this a brand name? Or are you just like, is this what you call them?
I think it's a brand name. And if you're listening, flagel people, my mother gave them to us. She brought us over a bag. So I'm gonna try to find them. They are Jimmy the Baker, it looks like the one we have, is the brand. And New York City Flagels. And you can find them on QVC.
Attention, Flagel people.
It's where my mom gets pretty much everything. And I'm watching, my son knows the shows. He enjoys In the Kitchen with David. I'm watching it literally right now. But Jimmy the Baker, I believe, is the one I'm having. Yeah, he is cream cheesing the top of it. So I think I'm doing it properly. It's $29 for a sampler pack.
This isn't something I could go to the grocery store and get, is it?
I think you can get a flagel, potentially, just maybe not this brand, but I think they're known. If not, I'd go to QVC, order yourself a set of them. They're awesome. I love mine.
I just want to see how many times I can get you to say flagel.
Flagel.
Well, then that's going to be the name of the show, is how many times you say flagel.
And what if Ray Romano said flagel?
Hey, flagel. Robert likes Flagel. I lost it there.
You sound like a Muppet, though. Like, that's the thing.
Right. Well, so does he.
I guess it's kind of true. Oh, did you guys see the Muppets are doing a live show?
Yeah.
Hollywood Bowl? Sure.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, no, what?
September 9th and 10th, or 8th, 9th, and 10th. My wife and I are, you know, also my son, we're considering taking the trip. We go to LA fairly regularly just for work. So we're like, well, you gotta work something around there. They're doing like the closing nights of the Hollywood Bowl season. It sounds like it would be amazing.
I'll be honest with you guys. I almost just asked where the Hollywood Bowl was. And then I heard it being said in my head. And I smacked myself.
Where's that Hollywood Bowl?
Well, hey.
I mean, there's a Hollywood, Florida. Hey.
I'm sure there is a Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, Florida, but it is different.
It's just like a gigantic cereal bowl, though.
Yeah.
I think Logan was going a different way with that.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, I wasn't, but now you say that, that was much more clever than where I was going.
Did you notice the Girl Scout cookies? Because my wife bought a box, thank God, of Samoas. They've gotten, like, the price has gone up, but the cookies have gotten smaller. These Girl Scouts are running a real racket over there, by the way.
You know,
they're sneaky.
I didn't notice that.
Well, I can get an entire Samoa in my mouth now. Let's put it that way. I used to have to at least take one bite. So
All right,
he's putting the whole thing in his mouth.
They have a new flavor this year, so that they're charging even more for that one s'mores. New flavor, s'mores.
And gluten-free. I don't know if gluten-free was last year also.
Oh, maybe.
The gluten-free one is not even worth trying.
Oh, it's only one flavor?
Why bother?
I think there is a gluten-free flavored. I think it's just like normal. Mm. I think it's just like almost a sugar cookie type flavor, but it's not great. My daughters like it, so it's great for a one-year-old. Have you tried the s'mores from the Girl Scout cookie?
No, we ordered a whole bunch, and we're just waiting for the delivery of them.
They're pretty good. It's hard for me to... All right, let's go around the horn real quick talking food. All right, favorite Girl Scout cookie. So I'm a tag-along man myself.
Well, now see, I'm not like hip to the Girl Scout lingo, so I need to know what is a tag-along.
Tag-along's a chocolate peanut butter.
Okay, yeah, those are great. Those are amazing.
That's like the old standard. That and the Thin Mint are the old standards. So
I'm kind of over Thin Mints.
Yeah.
Like unpopular opinion, I've had too many Thin Mints in my life.
Thin Mints have sold out. Mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you think, Bart? Well, you just said I mean, Samoans.
I'm torn between the Wild Samoans.
Wild Samoans.
I'm torn between the Samoa and I do love the tag along. But I will say, I do want to say,
not sell cookies. I would buy Wild Samoa cookies all day.
You'd buy them out.
I would.
The Samoans are the coconutty ones, right?
Samoas.
Samoas. Yeah. The Samoans are
the Samoans
like
are
the rock.
Hey.
It's the like Moana. Super tan Ray Romano.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Samoan Ray Romano. You're welcome.
All right. No, I can't stop laughing. What I did have once, though, we'll just pull it all together, at a Jimmy Buffett concert, someone had made, they had taken...
You had a Hollywood Bowl there.
Hey, Hollywood Bowl. They made cheeseburgers in paradise. But what they were was they took two vanilla wafers, and on one they put a thin, actually I think they put like yellow icing down first, and then put a thin mint on top of it, and then red icing and green icing, and then the other vanilla wafer on top. So it looked like a little cheeseburger.
Oh.
But it was all cookies and sweetness.
Oh, very nice.
And they were delicious.
What show was that at? Where were you? Was that in Chicago?
That was at, that was one of the 2 years that he played Toyota Park, which is at our soccer stadium where the Chicago Fire plays, I really enjoyed.
How many cities have you seen Jimmy Buffett in?
I've only, he's played three different cities in the Chicago area.
Let's say Chicago will leave as one.
But Chicago, I've seen multiple times. And then I think the only other place I've seen him is Vegas.
Yeah.
Right? Or did I see? No, and in Wisconsin, he plays, there's an amphitheater called Alpine Valley, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's a ski resort. But the stage is at the bottom of a hill. So the lawn goes all the way up a hill. So you're looking down at the, and the sound is actually amazing because it just comes up the mountain at you. It's amazing. So I've said amazing like 16 times, by the way. Hey, it thinks it's amazing.
enough.
Not enough. More.
I'm going with Tim on this one, Logan. Sorry.
We'll do a supercut at the end of the show.
Yeah. So, 18. Yeah, I've seen, I guess, three. You know, actually, that soccer stadium was awesome. One of the years, Aerosmith was supposed to play that same weekend somewhere else, and it was the year that Steven Tyler fell off the stage and busted his back. So Joe Perry was hanging out in Chicago with nothing to do, and all of a sudden, Buffett, like halfway through the show, says, I'm going to bring a friend up, and Joe Perry comes walking out on stage with a guitar strung around his shoulder, and he played guitar on Margaritaville,
which
was so weird, because even he was like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but it was a very cool experience.
Quite a misuse of Joe Perry's talent. Like, hey, let's play Margaritaville.
Yeah, I can play Margaritaville.
Yeah, because I think he had to play like two chords, yeah. But...
I can even do the do-do-do-do part on guitar, so I mean, that's... I've seen Buffett in too many places. I've seen Atlanta, Nashville, Orlando, Virginia Beach, Bristow, Virginia, which is D.C. I think that may be it. You ever travel around with a band? Was that ever you guys' thing?
Oh, wait. We were supposed to talk about that was with Bart.
Hey, I got to get back to work, guys.
Bart was in the Grateful Dead of theater companies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You were in that. Go ahead.
Look at that, guys. We're running out of time. It is actually, fortunately, I do have to get back.
Come on now. Okay. You got 1 minute to give us, like, just give us, tease it for next week.
It's not that exciting. It was actually through the college I went to. We had a traveling theater group that went to camps and like churches and things. And it was really more of a recruiting tool than a entertainment experience.
Gotcha.
Because they would set up a table at the back with information and brochures, and the rest of the crew, there were four of us, and we were our own stage crew and everything, and actors. The other three would stand in back there and talk to people. I was told not to because right before we went out on the road, I had a little meeting and it was kind of we don't want you to come back. And I was like, well, I'm not coming back. It was like I quit. Well, you're fired or vice versa.
About to have that happen. So, at preschool.
Yeah, there you go. Just like what's about to happen to Reich. Yeah. But so I was told, yeah, you can just stay backstage and start tearing down, which was fine for me. I didn't want to go out and do like a soft shoe to get kids to come to the school that I was already leaving. So
did you get paid for this?
We did.
Okay, okay. I was about to say, why did you decide let's stay and help tear down? That's what I'm like, I'm just going to leave. I'm just going.
They paid us $3,000 for the summer. No, so
that's not, that ain't bad.
I mean, in $1,995 dollars, that's like $3,200. Yeah. So that's great.
Still, I mean, for a college kid, that's good.
20-year-old kid, you know, yeah, it was perfect. So, but it was all right. It was fun. There were some scary, like we played
some small clubs,
like one stop sign towns that had like a church camp in them or something like that.
I've been to plenty of those.
It was an interesting, but we also got to stay, like they would have us stay with like host families and stuff, and met some good people and some scary people, and it's all just chalk it up to experience, I guess.
Is there any videos of this?
No, not that I'm aware of. I mean, this was way before smartphones. There probably would have been if it were now, but no, thankfully there are no, it's all in my head.
Thankfully, I would like to have seen it. I'm sure you're a heck of an actor. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm being nice here. I'm not trying to be like joking around with you. I'm sure you're a very good actor. I would have enjoyed to see your work.
You know, the shows were, it was all like these little one act, like more like skits, although some of them, like I said, were kind of tried to be serious, although they were kind of hokey, but it was definitely, it was kind of like, you know, the experience after we were all, especially when we would play the camps and we get to hang out at like campfires with some of the kids, like, you know, some of these camps were hanging out with high schoolers, but some of them were like young kids and it was fun. We could play games with them and stuff. Actually, I don't know why I just remember this, but that's where I saw the movie Glory. That summer, we watched it outside.
All right,
like we're gonna have a movie under the stars, and we got popcorn and stuff. You guys are welcome. So I'm like, oh, that's awesome! I can't wait. And they showed Glory.
A little hardcore for
guys getting their legs sawed off.
Movie under the stars.
Yeah, that was a fun night. So that's good. But anyway, that was my whole thing.
Next week, Bart promises us that he remembers at least all of his lines from one skit, and he's going to reenact it.
Boda show.
Have, yeah.
I could probably dig up some of the
scripts.
If you
can dig up a script, the three of us will do it. It's probably trademark infringement, but I at least will. I don't know if Tim will do it, but I'll throw my
hand. We'll change every third word.
That's what works. That's what they tell us in film school. If you change a script every third word, you're totally fine.
All right, that's fine. That's fair.
We'll do it. We'll do it for a bonus show because people want more content. Hey, and that is something people have been saying. We wish you guys were daily. We just don't have the time right now. But you never know. You never know what could come in the future. Hey, if the show could be supported, then we'd be able to do it. But right now, we're just doing this out of the goodness of our own heart. And right now, I mean, because of you guys, we got some free dunks. And that alone is worth us spending hours a week doing it. But in general, you know, maybe one day we'll get to doing this more than once a week. But for right now, that's what we're doing. I miss talking to you guys during the week. So it'd be fun to see. Not that we're not in constant communication, but right.
I feel like there's so many things that I have more questions for this week. Bart has to go back to work, but I'm craving more content right now.
And I think I need to get out of here because I haven't heard a word you guys said because I almost made a friend. Someone just came walking up to my car and staring in my windshield.
Excuse me?
Oh.
As I'm standing here with a headset.
Someone say free dunks.
He was excited to meet Ray Romano.
Hi, get away from my car.
Like we're monitoring your Robert. Wi-Fi usage, sir.
Where's my brother Robert, the cop? All right. Anyway.
So far, right. Bart Scott has done 40 gigs of data the last month here at Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, all right, get back to work, sir. Of Ray Romano.
Well, gang. Yeah, I don't know. I'll quit. I promise no Ray Romano next week.
Did we have a close yet?
I hope you enjoyed your lunch. Hey, what do you think?
Next week, it's Robert
Romano. That was a little bit Yakov Smirnoff.
Okay.
It went a little off of that.
What a country.
All right.
Hey, at least we're doing this to entertain ourselves. And hopefully other people.
Hopefully,
come along.
According to the numbers, thousands of people. So thankfully, hey guys, before we close, I do want to say though, because people like Duncan, all these people are reaching out because you guys are tweeting about them and tweeting about us, we really need you. And trust me, next week, or at least next week, if not 2 weeks from now, I'll have a cool announcement. It really will help if you follow us on social media. So go ahead and follow us.
Yes.
BLT Lunch Break, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, however you get content, you can find us there. But please go ahead and do that. It really helps us out. Shirts are available, BLTLunchBreak.com. Someone got their hoodie. It looks pretty, pretty awesome. I'm going to say that. Yeah. I saw it. Yeah. I need to get mine. So, all right, guys. Well, did you already close us out? I think you did, Bart, but I'm going to make you do it again.
Well, we hope you enjoyed your lunch.
All right.
Killing me.
Oh, man. I still have more questions about Girl Scout cookies.
All right, Tim, we'll do a post show, just me and you.
Did I stop recording?